State.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a convicted sex offender living in Bergen County is accused of faking a relationship with a woman for 2 years to gain access to her young daughters. Corey Hipscher is charged with manufacturing child porn. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the 52-year-old Lodi man groomed an 11-year-old girl online for years and convinced her mother to visit him. A criminal complaint said that Hipscher sexually abused the girl at his apartment and then took photos of her and her younger sister. He was charged last year with aggravated sexual assault. A study conducted by Englewood Health has found that two-way text messaging is a powerful tool to get more patients to schedule their overdue mammograms. Texting gets more attention than email, phone calls, and snail mail, and it raises that level of urgency, particularly when it focuses on your health, says Chief Operating Officer Helene Woke. Plus, there's the one-click solution.
We could have just reminded you that you've missed your annual mammogram and please call, but instead we gave you an electronic way to immediately, no matter what else you're doing, click on the link and self-schedule without any other actions required on your part.
She says Englewood Health has expanded the text reminder campaign to include other screenings such as lung cancer and colonoscopies. This portion of the news made possible by Jackson Hewitt. Why are people saying "Hugh yeah" to Jackson Hewitt? You can find out before it's too late. Hurry into Jackson Hewitt today. Crews have switched to a salvage and recovery effort at the scene of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in the Baltimore Harbor. And that will involve removing the wreckage of the bridge and the huge cargo ship that struck it so that the harbor can eventually reopen. Crews have recovered the bodies of two construction workers from the water. Four remain missing and are presumed dead. An NTSB investigation into the cause of the accident would take up to 2 years to complete. We told you yesterday that a ShopRite liquor store in Neptune Township is where Tuesday night's winning Mega Millions ticket was purchased. Officials say the shopper chose the annuity option for the $1 billion prize. Most locals love that this happened in their community, but some are very bitter.
Dude, I'm sick, because I could use that for something. I'm literally sick. I'm telling you, I'm going to pass out any second. I'm sick. I am totally sick. Please quote me on that. I am nauseous right now.
We don't know who won the money. New Jersey permits winners to remain anonymous. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Johnson & Johnson is getting another chance to challenge evidence linking its talc products to ovarian cancer. A New Jersey judge says recent changes in the law and new evidence require a new review. The judge's decision could potentially disrupt more than 53,000 lawsuits the company is currently facing over the products. J&J has until July 23rd to present its case. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 47 points to 39,807. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com. Wind accompanies the sun tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Attention baseball fans, it's opening weekend and New Jersey 101.5 is gearing up for the ultimate celebration with our double play weekend.
Play ball!
Get ready for back-to-back hits from your favorite artists. Whether you're a Yankees, Mets, or Phillies fan, from Jersey's biggest hits to game day tunes, it's all here. Tune in and turn up the volume because this weekend, we're hitting it out of the park with our double play weekend. Sponsored by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn.
Both spurs of the New Jersey Turnpike very busy on the southbound side. Worse on the western spur, though. The car on the truck lane's extra slow down to just south of the Gothels before that starts to shake loose. Still a little bit busy north around exit 9. A crash north of there has been moved out of the way. Traffic along the parkway is heaviest going north Union towards the Oranges and southbound Bloomfield down to Union. 22 west in Union, pretty crowded. And you've got slow traffic on 287 in Piscataway. There's still slow traffic along 440. Heading towards the Outer Bridge crossing, leaving New Jersey, and big numbers across the Hudson. 40 minutes upstairs and down to the George Washington Bridge, 30 to 40 minutes at the Lincoln Tunnel, half an hour at the Holland Tunnel from 1 to 9, about 20 minutes from the Turnpike approach. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south, all backed up at 295 northbound at exit 25, up through to exit 26. South 295 is slow at exit 30, Warwick Road, down to exit 26, and 42 has southbounds all jammed from coming up from 676 South at exit 3 down to 42 South to 295. A New Jersey fast traffic made possible by Bet Parks. Hey, join me. Open the Bet Parks app and you're in the zone. Hundreds of casino games are at your fingertips. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Now, you must be 21 and in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
No scripts, no filters. Just real New Jerseyans talking about what matters. Call in. Be heard. 1-800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for the upcoming holiday weekend. In general, I still like what I see. After we dry out tonight, we will have to contend with some wind, and there is one pesky shower chance coming up on Saturday. So showers, our current batch, will end this evening as things shift offshore, then clearing skies and the wind kicks up overnight. Low temperatures in the chilly upper 30s. Tomorrow, turning sunny and dry, but wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, definitely noticeable. High temperatures tomorrow, lower to mid-50s. Not bad. Saturday, clouds and sun with a chance of an afternoon or evening shower, highs in the mid-50s. And then Easter Sunday, looking really good. Warmest day of the week, partly sunny and dry. High temperatures push into the 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Morristown, it's 47. In Ewing, it is 49. And in Turnersville, 48. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve? Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com or call 732-704-4020.